Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and too legit to quit. Today's guest is a dear friend of mine. He's pretty much family. He's a wickedly talented stand-up, literally the voice of Comedy Central, and has appeared on Showtime and MTV. Let's give a big, juicy welcome to my lord and savior, David Bory.
Hey!
Welcome to The Juice!
I'm excited.
I feel like gossiping is something that we both... We're pros at it.
Talking shit? Oh, yeah.
We're both African, different sides of the coast, but we have African moms, and those are the most high-level gossips because they're not afraid to gossip about you in front of you.
Is it talking shit if it's just how they talk to you?
I guess it's just the way they show how they feel without any flack.
Yeah.
If you tell my mother something, it is going to be spread far and wide. My family's Ethiopian, as you know that, but there's also Ethiopia invented coffee, and they have that crazy coffee tradition. It's like 2,000 years old. My mom roasts her own beans. So like, there's this like beautiful process of making coffee, roasting the beans, grinding them, putting in this like perfect little clay pot, setting up some incense, inviting all of her friends over, and then like pouring coffee into each one, sitting down and spreading rumors and gossiping.
Isn't that what life's about, though? Isn't that what we're always doing? Like, that's what all I'm ever doing, man. I'm talking shit. Sometimes I work, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we collectively, especially living together, if you tell one of us something, you tell both of us something.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
I'm worried now the world's going to know our secrets.
We're not going to tell all of our secrets.
Okay. I just don't want everybody to know that we're just out here talking shit.
But I'm a fan of gossips. I'm a fan of bringing people into a situation that they're not a part of.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was raised in.
And like, I don't know, what is stand-up if not gossip? Like, if you're writing a joke about Donald Trump, you're just gossiping about that guy. You don't know that man. It's all the same shit.
It's all spreading rumors.
I'll talk about some shit I heard on the bus. I don't care.
Well, I think we worked, you've worked in retail. You've worked in food service.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that is the hotbed of like drama and like spreading gossip behind people's backs. It's like,
it's the best part of the shift. let me clock in and somebody is clocking out like crying or some shit. Then I know I got a good 4 hours before I have to work because somebody's going to tell me what happened.
Or you start a shift and there's like the whole meeting with everybody and the manager's like, well, somebody, so-and-so was let go today. And then you get to spend the rest of the shift piecing together why they got fired.
You know he was smoking weed in his car or whatever.
I've gotten somebody fired for that.
I have been fired for that. So two sides of the coin.
What happened in your situation?
I was fucking smoking weed in the car wash at, I worked at a Conoco. I was smoking weed in the car wash pretty regularly, but one day, I'm so dumb. I got all high in the car wash, and then I came back in, and somebody ordered a pack of cigarettes, and I think I was just, like, not paying attention, and I, instead of charging them $5 or whatever, I charged them, like, $50,000. So then when it was time to end, my register came up like 50,000 short, and my manager Raj was like, "What the fuck, dude?" And I was like, "No, what?" And then the next day, he watched the tape of my shift, and he's like, "Why did you go into the car wash for like 40 minutes at 8:30 in the morning. And I had to be like, come on, man. You know I can't work here anymore. Just give me my fucking check, dude.
That wasn't a rumor. That was you just getting busted.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just got caught.
Has anyone ever, like, at a, like, a job situation, what was, like, the biggest, like, reveal that you got about somebody?
Oh, I mean, it's always people, like, cheating on their baby's mamas or whatever
with each
other. That's
always the case.
It's just, like, so-and-so is fucking, and you're like, word, he's super married. You know what I'm saying? It's always shit like that. That's, like, isn't that most dramas, who's fucking who, though?
It's usually that that's a case. It's somebody having sex with somebody else. But sometimes, like, because I worked at Denny's, and there's, like, I worked at three different Denny's.
Whoa, I know they were fucking. I know they were fucking at Denny's.
It is so much fucking, and it's, like, people fucking other people that they work, and, like, being on the same shift as each other. Like, that's where it got, like you find out, like, so she slept with a manager, and then but she's also married to the janitor, and that's just... And you're just like, the line cook? That's the sort that just have to be.
I think it's like Denny's and then like your local comedy scene for like people fucking each other they're not supposed to be.
But like, yeah, there was like the kid that I worked with in my graveyard shift, his name was Brock, and he was like 21, and his mom worked the morning shift at 6 a.m. So like we always like
wait. Skirt. Brock. How old was Brock?
Like 21.
So Brock and his mother worked at Denny's?
Yes.
You guys got to go to DeVry or something, bro. Both of you guys got to figure it out. That sucks.
He was definitely not all good genes. He can tell. Like it was...
No, he worked at Denny's with his mom.
It was a mixed bag. but he was like, I remember one morning we were switching out with his mom for her shift. And...
of course.
And she just looks at me and she's like, oh, did you know that I actually went into labor with Brock at this server station? And I was like, that's just not a thing I want to.
Wait, he got grandfathered into a Denny's job? Bro, that's why this country, we're done. It used to be that like you grow up and inherit the family business, like, oh, I'll pass my iron work shop on to my son. She passed on the night shift at a Denny's?
Whoa. His dad was a manager of a different Denny's, so...
Yeah.
He wasn't...
Well, nepotism. He can't manage that Denny's anymore.
But they're not together anymore.
No, clearly. She clearly needs money. Oh, what a bummer. If I had to work at a Denny's with my mom, I would kill myself. My mom is so mean.
I wish that was the saddest Denny's stories I had.
That's not the saddest Denny's story.
Denny's is a place of true low lives. Like, you can't, like, it's, like, especially when you're working the graveyard shift, like, you have to make a series of terrible decisions to get to Denny's after midnight.
That's true. That is... As someone who's been in a Denny's after midnight, you are right.
Now, I want you to tell me your favorite. Like, what did you grow up, like, small town-wise? What kind of gossip did you get access to?
A lot of, like, it was mostly just fights or, like, there was a girl from our town who got had a baby and she didn't know she was pregnant. It's, like, weird shit like that.
Now, you have to tell me exactly how she did not know she was pregnant, because that is...
She is a tiny little girl, I guess wasn't showing, and she had, like, quit drinking. She had quit drinking just, like, in high school. Like, she quit drinking 9 months before, I guess, just, like, on some, like, I don't feel like drinking anymore. And then, yeah, she was having stomach pains or something, and she went to the hospital and had a baby.
Damn.
So that's fucked up.
That is just wild.
Yeah, and then there's, like, rumors of, like, I know rumors of, I don't know how dark we're going on this podcast.
Go as dark as you want to go. We're both black.
Brother and sister hooking up.
What?
Yeah.
For, like,
what do you mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, how did you even get access to that information?
Streets was talking, man. Isn't that what this is about? Like,
yeah.
It's just like, but... it's one of those things that's very like, it comes up like nobody's around. Like, you're like, oh, I'm not going to say their names, but you're like, oh, and people are like, you know, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you like look around, it's like somebody's always like, you know, they fuck, right? And you're like, oh, God! Oh! am I supposed to do with that? Just, yeah.
Yeah. I like, for me, like, I remember, like, it's always like rumors about your friends that you find out about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like, I remember one with my friend, like something happened in the middle school where he just disappeared for a couple of weeks. And people just made up a story that he disappeared and that he got one of his testicles removed.
Whoa.
And when he came back, yeah, and his last name is Crandall. So when he came back, they just started calling him One Nut Crandall.
That's a great name, though. Boy, that's a good ass name.
And like, I didn't meet him until I was like done with high school, and they still like, so this is like middle school to high school, people just kept calling him One Nut.
Did he ever corroborate the story? Like,
no, like he I've seen him get mad about it a couple of times when we were like when I first met him, but like over time it's just like,
yeah,
One Nut Crandall, here we are.
My question is, was he like, no, I have two nuts, I'm Two Nuts Crandall?
I personally have not seen his nuts. I don't think he's shown both nuts to me. So
he might have one nut, dude. That guy sounds like he has one ball. Right?
I think he has both.
I don't know, man. If that
I know enough about him to know that if he had one nut, I'd be able to convey that information to you.
Okay. Because I'm just putting my head, I'm putting myself in the psychology of One Nut Crandall. And if that was me, as a teen, I'm taking them both out on you. You're going to know. You're going to call me Two Nut David. I don't even want you to know my last name. Old Dual Ball is... But that's just, you know, different strokes, different folks, I guess.
A lot of the rumors I remember in high school and middle school were just straight up just slut shaming, because it's like...
I feel like that's 70% of them.
Like, I heard the one like, yeah, you know, she sucks a lot of dick. I'm like, what the fuck are you following her around for, watching her suck a lot of dick? Are we just...
Also, what are you mad at? So?
Well, usually it's because their dick is not being sucked, and that is...
Ain't that the truth.
And that's always their problem. My dick is not being sucked, so therefore, you are a dick sucker. Which is like, what a weird attack.
People started wars behind that shit.
Yes.
I feel like everything high school boys and girls say is all because they're not having sex. Because you know who I never saw involved in huge rumors in high school? The people who were fucking like a lot.
Oh, hands down. And as somebody who wasn't fucking in school, in high school especially, I had nothing but time but to spread rumors and lies.
Dog, I was up in the mix.
I mean, there was also deflection, too. Like, the amount of other people I said were gay, except for me.
That's so funny. That's so funny, because having lived with you, you were gay as hell.
Yes. And but, like, in high school, when you're, like, you sense suspicion, you're like, you know who else is gay? Michael.
Here's my question. Did any of the Michaels ever turn out to be gay?
Yes. A few of the accusations were 100% correct, because no one, like, that's an element, like, he was the only male cheerleader. So it was very easy for me to be like,
right,
don't focus on my homosexuality.
Right.
Get that one over there.
You also have a keen eye for it one time. I remember we were at a show, and for real, not going to say names. Do you remember this? We were at West Side Comedy Theater.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what we were doing, but it was like, we were both annoyed because we even had to go out there. And this guy did a set, and his whole set, he was talking about his wife and shit. And you were like, that guy's gay. And I was like, I think his pants just fit funny. And you were like, you were like, he's gay for sure. And by the end of the night, he was hitting on you after your set. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, it was crazy. You were on it, though. You were on it.
You know, sometimes I'm able to put two and two together.
Yeah. I can't imagine you being like, he's gay and I'm not. Like,
I used to thrive off of pulling off people being surprised I was gay. Like, this is like, you came to me at the, after I had my sort of my own personal epiphany on not holding up my effeminate behavior.
Okay.
So you're getting the tail end of an evolution.
See, that's funny, because a lot of my friends in high school would call me gay, and I was like, I think I just kind of like R&B.
That's true. Oh, God.
You know what
I mean? Rumors. Like... I just like Sade. What do you
mean? Yeah, man. I just think it's cool to wear yellow sometimes.
Oh, it's like, it could be things like, oh, you listen to Lauryn Hill? I'm like, are you, is that, is it because a woman raps that I'm now a homosexual? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Those gay rumors. I do have, I know, now I'm thinking about it though. I do have, I know a couple of guys who there was a gay rumor and it was real. Also, there's this one kid in elementary school we used to call gay all the time, like all the time. Mm-hmm. And I got in trouble for calling him gay, and he used to call me fat ass, and he got in trouble. And then, like, right before I got off of Facebook, so maybe 2 years ago, I looked him up. Guess who's gay as hell? But also, guess who's still fat as hell? We were both right. We were both great judges of character. So, you know.
It's time to read a couple of the juicy submissions we get from our listeners. It is mailbag time.
This first is coming out of West Hollywood, California. And it says, not super proud of it, but I'm a really good eavesdropper, especially in places I technically shouldn't be. At my last job, I worked with club staff at night and management during the day. So I was always telling on one group to the other. So she works as staff, club staff at night, and management during the day. Okay, I get it now.
Okay.
So she'd tell on each group. So my own most petty moment was to distract from some serious rumors, accusations about myself by leaking all the lower stakes intel I'd gotten that week at once to the people who'd be dramatic and spread it fastest.
So it was a hit.
Yeah, this is a hit. This is an assassin. Everybody got petty with each other and forgot about me. Low stakes everything. A manager accidentally telling me who he thought the best server was. The newest weird flirty vibes. Not even actual flirting. I told on vibes.
Yo, that's bad.
Uh-huh.
That means she was doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever her rumor was.
Yeah, and the bouncer that finally got a write-up for being late all the time. It ends with, that felt good to confess. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, first of all, though, she did what they... Why would you cause that chaos if you didn't do it?
It's...
Right?
That's the thing. Is like, that's for sure... And that's also, as some... Again, like I told you, like back in high school, doing that gay deflection.
Right.
This is smart, tactical work.
Yeah, this is...
This is somebody you want to work at the CIA.
Yeah.
You don't want them working in just management. This is somebody who should be probably in a different country learning languages and taking care of business for us.
That's my issue, is that you're wasting your talents. Like, yes. You should be a corporate raider or something. Like, I think you're built for better than this club. But also, that is messy of you. And I think you got to spread a rumor about yourself.
I think that should be the proper punishment. Start a rumor about yourself, and then also use these skills, apply them better, West Hollywood. We believe in you here.
I talked about it earlier in jest, but maybe see what DeVry has to offer for you. Like, there's a lot of things, you know, it could be great.
This one's coming out of Springfield, Oregon. This was a short one. I was living with my boss's daughter. Everyone thought we were getting married, but moved out, started dating a woman working in the same office. We were expecting 3 months later. Kind of chance around work for a while. Unplanned pregnancy, of course.
Listen, I'm not mad at this. I'm not mad at this guy. He's following his heart.
It's definitely should not be the same person at work. And not 3 months after you moved out from living with the boss's daughter.
But you just moved back out on your own. You got to afford rent. You got to do more hours. Where else are you going to meet a new woman? Like, that's just how that had to go.
This seems like a very, like, I like the kind of tense around work for a while. What is...
Yeah. I mean, no, that's fucked up.
It sounds like work was just bad. That's just like a bad time at work.
I always respect somebody who's willing to straight up blow up their personal situation and then just continue on. Like, I don't have the heart for that. Like, he knew what was going to happen. He didn't try to get a new job. He was just like, yeah, she's pregnant now. Okay, I'm going to clock in.
There's almost an element of I dare you to fire me.
Yeah.
I dare you to fire me.
I would want to quit, but not this guy. Honestly, I don't think this man should be punished. He sort of should be embraced.
Well, he has to raise a child now, and I think that in itself is a difficult challenge. So it makes it, I think, to get some redemption, raise your child well, pay child support, because I feel like this relationship didn't work out either.
Oh, no. He probably has child support somewhere else.
Yes.
Right? Like, there's some kid who can't afford to go to football camp behind this dude for sure. For sure.
Oh, man. That story sounds too familiar.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, this is what we really came here for, my friend. This is the meatiest gossip.
Give it to me.
I think this one's going to fucking blast your brain. this one is from Seattle, Washington.
Love it.
We're familiar. Pacific Northwest.
Love it already.
Okay, so there's a super religious family in my town. It is very much their identity. Even though they associate with gay people, they don't agree with their lifestyle. Loudly, going to anti-abortion marches every year, even though secretly the oldest daughter got an abortion, blah, blah, blah.
Classic.
So the youngest, always a classic. Somebody else, the abortion's somewhere there. So the youngest daughter goes to a super uptight out-of-state religious college, the kind where you have to sign a contract to not have sex.
Is that BYU probably?
There's like several of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
College students sign up to not have sex.
Yes. Until they get married. That's why some of them get married in the college.
I would have got, you get married in high school, get the drop on me.
Well, she's at this college and she gets pregnant.
Uh-huh.
So in the epitome of rich white privilege, she's allowed to attend college from home whilst pregnant, and the next year is allowed to live in college apartment with her boyfriend and their baby. Normally I'd support colleges supporting young mothers, but it's the hypocrisy for me. They graduate, move back to their hometown, and he proposes to her, no joke, at the March for Life, while she's wearing a shirt that says, Babies Lives Matter.
First of all, babies' lives don't matter. They don't pay taxes. They don't have jobs. I don't like even compare. Black Lives Matter, you're going to take our shit to put it on fucking babies? They poop in their pants. So that's my first feeling about this whole fucking thing.
And there's even more. It goes on? Yes, there's more. They continue on their charmed, blessed, merry way until a week before the wedding, the boyfriend commits suicide.
No way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What? I think maybe he was cheating on her, or at least he had in the past. And then, she still had like a ghost wedding in the family living room where she was...
Fuck you. That's not true. Fuck you. Are you serious? A ghost? What?
Where she was escorted down the stairs in her wedding dress and got married to no one.
Oh, man.
And as far as I know, they have continued to live the same way and have in no way become kinder or more accepting of others, but a ghost wedding.
That's not even a term that I was familiar with until just now. It is two words that I didn't think go together. Like, oh, I got a peanut butter bicycle. Okay. What?
Music plays. She's in her dress, walks down. Nobody's waiting for her. Her dad gives her away to no one.
Why? Who is that for? Who is that for?
Like, I could only imagine God watching this and going, not this.
I can only imagine me watching this and be like, bro, I took off work? This bitch is marrying nobody? Get the fuck out of here, bro. We had to get somebody to watch the kids for this dingbat to fucking... What is this? What is this? I bought her a present. I bought you a blender? I bought you a fucking blender. And oh, man, that's insane. What the fuck is that? And they didn't learn any lessons?
None whatsoever. They're just going about their lives. This is normal to them now.
White people aren't going to make it. I said it. They're not going to make it.
Not at this rate. Not with this behavior.
If this is the caliber of behavior we can accept.
Oh, I feel like this is not even the only ghost wedding that's ever happened.
I worry about.
This has been... Oh, my God.
A ghost wedding.
I know. It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
I actually... I would... If I didn't have to fly, I'd go check it out.
Yeah, you're right. I would drive to a ghost wedding.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, if there was no trip involved.
Yeah. Like if it was like in Glendale.
Oh yeah. If it was like if it was a Zoom.
Oh, I'd even go better. To a Zoom. I'd go to a Zoom ghost wedding, yeah. I love that people are willing to tell their gossip to strangers.
I think there's just something about me and my face and my existence that makes people be like, you want to know the drama that I have? And I'm like, yes.
You are great to tell wild shit to.
Because I don't freak out.
No. And like, I'll tell you something wild and you'll be like, yeah, well, that's how they do that. And you're like, no, that's reasonable. Or you'll be like, and that's why you don't go to Puerto Rican weddings.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be back with the Juice Line.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with David Borey. All right, David, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line. I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Patricia. Let's patch her in. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a beautiful day in Brooklyn.
And I'm just going to go ahead and give you the chance to tell us and regale us with this wonderful story.
Yeah. And I'm so glad I can. So to set the scene, at the time, I wasn't living in Brooklyn. I was still living in Southern Connecticut, which is where I'm from. And I was working at a popular plus-size women's clothing store.
Mm. Can we say names or no?
No, that's why.
Well, there are only like three of them.
That's what I was saying. I feel like I have an idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So listeners can probably use deduction.
What does it rhyme with?
It rhymes with horrid.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. I'm familiar.
Yeah. And I could see in the video that you knew. So I'm working there. I'm an assistant manager. So like, I'm like clearly very important. And there are these two women that are working there. Their names are Ashley and Crystal, and they're best friends. So everyone tells me their gossip all the time because I'm non-judgmental and like, I keep secrets pretty well other than literally right now. So Crystal tells me that she's sleeping with one of her male friends behind her boyfriend's back. This guy's name is Mark. He's in his late 30s. He is an army vet. He has guns all over his house, like, just to give you some color. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh no, it's fine. Like, my boyfriend's not going to find out, but also I'm in love with him and it's this whole thing. So her best friend who we work with, Ashley, says she's, quote, worried about Crystal's mental health. So she's going to connect with this guy, Mark, and be like, is she okay? What's going on? So she reaches out to him and immediately starts sleeping with him.
God damn. Wait, how old are these two women?
I think that Ashley was 24 and Crystal was 26 or 27.
Wow.
And this dude's in his late 30s?
He's in his late 30s. He has a girlfriend.
Oh my God.
What?
He has a girlfriend who lives with him. So I don't know how he's doing all of this.
And everyone's in a relationship in this situation.
So yeah, everyone's in a relationship. Cheating. Yeah. So Ashley is engaged to a woman. Ashley's bisexual. Her fiance is a lesbian. And she has told her fiance, like, I'm done with men. It's just you and me, baby. We're riding this out into the sunset. We're beautiful lesbians. Let's live our lives. To me, she says, I'm also bisexual, so no biphobia in this moment. But she says to me, yeah. I'm lying. I miss dick so much.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So,
clearly. So,
yeah.
Like, I am into only dick and I've never missed it in my life.
I know, right? Well, because
I have one and I never really.
Well, it's like high supply, low demand as far as dick goes.
Yeah.
Like, that's my feeling. Like, that's why this story is so funny, is because these two women are sleeping with this one guy when you could just literally shout the word dick out your window and like 20 men will come running.
I've seen it happen.
So I don't understand. I can only imagine from my perspective, like as a fat woman, that like they feel like they're not going to find a lot of men who are into them. And so they're kind of like fighting over scraps.
Oh yeah. And Mark is a scrap.
39-year-old scraps.
And they show me pictures of him and I'm just like, what in the fucking America's Most Wanted I'm looking at right now at this guy? Like, it's like I'm looking at like an investigation discovery reenactment. Like, that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, that's wow. So, but there's more to this, isn't there?
There is more. Oh. This is like a layer cake of drama. Of course, low stakes drama, which is what makes it good.
That's the best.
So everyone's telling me what's going on. Ashley's like, I'm sleeping with Mark. And Crystal's like, I'm sleeping with Mark. So someone else in the store has had it at this point. Her name is Rebecca. She just graduated high school. She's 19 and she is terrifying. Like, I would never want to get into a fight with this girl. Like, she would beat me up. She's just shy of 6 feet. She's beautiful and she will yell at a customer and not worry about getting fired. She's just like one of those people. So she's like, give me Mark's number because I'm about to tell him
he needs
to stop playing my friend. So she does. She gets his number. She approaches this like 30-something army vet and is like, you better stop being a dirtbag to my friend. And like, he immediately hits on her. He's being a creep. He's like, oh, you're so sexy. And she's like, ew. So she comes back to me and tells me, she's like, he's like so gross. And he was this and that. But then like all three of them start hanging out with him all the time. And they're like, we were at Mark's house. And I was like, why?
Wait, I think what?
They're not like all sleeping with him like in the same moment. They're not having like four.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're like, let's go get lunch. Like, it's weird. They're all acting like it's normal.
Oh, and my God.
And I am refusing to be involved. I'm like, I know he's going to hit on me. And I don't want to make him cry because I will. So, like, let's just all stay out of it. So it escalates, though, because Crystal comes to work one day and she's like, she's supposed to relieve me. And she goes, my stomach's been bothering me. Do you mind just like staying a little longer? And I'm going to use the bathroom. And I'm like, yeah, because it's retail and they will make you pee your pants instead of letting you leave the register. So she goes into the back and she comes out and she's clearly been crying. And she goes, I just took a pregnancy test.
Mark!
Oh! And
I'm pregnant.
Oh!
Now, she does have a boyfriend. So you'd think she would have an out and she could tell him, like, we had an accident. I need to, like, get rid of it or do whatever. Her and her boyfriend don't have sex. They haven't been sexually intimate in months. There's no way it's his baby. So she's like freaking out. She decides like, I'm going to get an abortion. I'm like supportive. I'm like, this is your choice. Yeah. Like, I love you. Let's do this. Like, she decides to do the like the one where you just take pills. Yeah. You don't like have a medical procedure. They only let her take one day off of work. One day off. And then the next day she comes in and she's still actively.
Yeah.
Basically, like,
just literally, that's oh my God. Oh.
While she's helping customers who are like, why don't you have this shirt in the color I want? Like,
this fuck your shirt is what I
So Ashley finds out about the abortion because Crystal's her best friend.
Yeah.
So her response, because she's really mad now that they're both sleeping with the same guy, like, she stole this guy from Crystal, but she's offended that Crystal's still sleeping with him.
She also has a fiance.
She has a fiance. She has a female fiance, which she's mad because she's like, how dare Crystal be sleeping with the guy she's been sleeping with? So she tells everyone in the store about she tells them all. She's like, Crystal had an abortion. She's a slut.
That's not
okay. Wow.
And a lot of these girls are fresh out of high school. They are like 18, 19. And like, I'm not saying, you know, women that age don't know these things, but like, you're really running your mouth and telling drama to like someone who like just took like a Tiger Beat poster off their wall. Like, read the room, you know? Yeah. Like, that's just like not what you do. So then Ashley comes to me and says, my period's late.
No way! Mark!
Mark, he's virile, I'll give him that. Like,
yeah, that dude is fertile.
Yeah, he's like, why wouldn't it be?
Of course, like, the guy everyone's sleeping with without condoms is fertile. Now, she ends up not being pregnant, but it's a close call. Whole thing. So the drama is getting tense. Every mm-hmm. time we're in the store, it's like there's this thick tension of just women competing over one guy, except for me. I'm just folding shirts and minding my business. And it comes to light because I confront Ashley. I'm like, you know what? I'm a little older than all of them. And I'm just like, I am just going to try to be the voice of reason. And I confront her and I'm like, and I don't do it maturely. I'm not like, let's have a conversation. I'm like, listen, bitch. Like, I'm in the bathroom. I'm like standing by a rack of denim jackets.
Just like smoking a cigarette.
I
hope you have that headpiece on where you see where you're now. Stuff.
Where you're like, I'm going to need someone to come to the
bathroom. Yes.
So I'm just like, listen, you're being a total piece of shit. You're being so mean. Like, you know that Crystal has like her mental health struggles and she's on her own journey. And like, if she wants to do this stupid thing, then fine. But you keep saying you're her best friend. And you're running your mouth and you're doing this whole thing. And she goes, I don't even know why you're mad at me. Cause like Rebecca's fucking him too.
What?
Ah.
The 19 year old?
Yeah.
When did they meet?
She confronted him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then, cause they were all hanging out together going to lunch. And then now she's fucking him too.
Yeah.
She is. And she tells me because she had told me, she confided in me. Oh, he hit on me and it's so gross. She had slept with him that day.
She slept with him the day that he hit on her?
Yeah.
The day that she went to confront him about fucking her other two friends?
Yeah.
She ended up... Is he a beautiful man?
No.
No, they never are. He wasn't
beautiful at all. And they'd show me pictures of him all... Because at the time, I had just broken up with someone that I was with for 4 years. And I was going through a beautiful, brilliant, glittering hoe phase.
Love
like,
it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just all over Connecticut. And here's the thing. If I managed to sleep with half of the county and didn't have overlap with any of these women, I don't understand why they couldn't just not, you know? So we show each other pictures of the people we're hooking up with. And I'm like, oh, look at this guy or whatever. And like, here's the weird shit we did. And they're like, just showing me pictures of this one guy on
Just Mark over and over.
He looks like the type of guy that like won't wash his ass because that would be gay. Like,
oh my God, that is.
I know exactly the type.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And he's got like, he just, it's not good.
Does he have a job? Like, how does he have this time for all these women?
He doesn't have a job.
Of course not. Of course not. Yeah, that's course why not. He's got, you can fuck all day if you got no job.
Yeah.
That's true. And if you have no job, it's like, maybe you're sad enough that fucking all day is the only thing that's going to get you through. Like, unemployment can be stressful.
Jeez.
So I see it from that perspective. But when they talk about him, by the way, they're always like, they never say anything like, he really makes me laugh. I've only heard two things about this guy. He knows how to dick you down.
Clearly. Which, I mean, that's...
I hope so. At least be good at fucking.
You better be dicking stupid.
Right? Yeah, they're like, he's amazing and he has a huge dick. That's what they keep telling me. And I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. This guy sounds like he doesn't wash it in between girls. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, you get that vibe?
At least once he has not washed it between sessions. That's just numbers.
That's just simple numbers.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
If you have any questions, this is like a very...
All I have is questions.
So how did this all end?
So obviously it's come to light that he's sleeping with Rebecca, the 19-year-old. They're all fighting over him. They're all worried about him because he also has post-traumatic stress disorder, which, like, you know, can be very difficult. Yeah. But they're all at the same time taking care of him, fussing over him, like bringing him food. He has a girlfriend.
I forgot about his girlfriend. Where is she?
She has no idea. They, like, I think they had a dog together. Like, I might be remembering this wrong, but, like, they're like a couple. And he's like, I just, like, I'm sorry that I'm sleeping with all of you, but, like, I'm definitely going to, like, marry my girlfriend. And I'm like, yeah, that'll fix it.
Yeah. Oh, that's just, it seemed like his girlfriend was at work.
Yeah, I mean, someone had to.
Taking care of stuff.
So the conclusion is that, you know, obviously I've stood up to this one girl, Ashley. I've spoken to each of them separately, and I'm just like, get it together. And also, older women, you should have been protecting this teenager.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have let her in the web of some creepy guy. Like, that's on you. So they all come together to talk to each other, and they decide, do you know whose fault it is that they're fighting? It's my fault.
Oh, fuck off.
But it's my fault they're fighting. I'm a bitch. Mark is amazing and I'm judgmental. And also I should be supporting him more because he's a veteran. I shouldn't be talking anything about him because, like, he served our country.
Oh yeah, that's,
and I'm like, you don't care that he served our country, you care that he's serving up that dick. Like,
where? Did he go to Afghanistan or was he just like in Cleveland?
He's 39.
He was deployed. He was an active member of the armed forces.
It's not a stolen valor situation.
Then he comes home to the spoils, like, of war.
Like, he's like, I'm entitled to every thick girl in Southern Connecticut. That's what happens when you serve our country.
A lot of great men have made that claim.
And I'm over here like, no one's entitled to thick women. We need to, like, maybe start a union.
Yeah.
Like, we need to do better so we can be better.
Exactly.
But they all say this. They're like, you're a piece of shit, Patricia, and this is all your fault. Ashley breaks up with her fiance and is like, not only am I breaking up with you, but I'm done with women now. She's switching teams to the worst team.
The worst team. That's like, you're the options just, to have.
Just straight men now? Like, okay. So she does that. Crystal stays with her boyfriend, working at the store. Rebecca quits and goes to cosmetology school.
Good for her.
Yeah, so she's
good,
like,
for Rebecca.
She's like, this is bullshit, but they all stay friends.
Okay.
Yeah,
You're the only one who's on the outs now?
Yes. And like, I don't talk to them. So like, they knew that at the time I was just working there so that I could make enough money to, like, move to Brooklyn and not have to commute to do comedy. And like, I was also doing like professional burlesque at the time. And so you're like hauling suitcases full of costumes. Right. It just wasn't worth it. So I'm about to move to Brooklyn. It's my last shift. And Crystal's like, I have to tell you something. And
I'm Crystal.
Right? I'm like, are you pregnant again? And what she tells me is that she only went along with the other women because she was jealous of me. She was like, I don't feel like I'm ever going to get out of here. And like, you're doing work on films, you're doing comedy, you do whatever you want. You sleep with the hottest people. You never fight over guys with anyone. And you're nice and kind. And I did nothing but stab you in the back. And I only did it because it's easier to stay. And this is a quote. It's easier to stay with people like Ashley and Rebecca because at least I know none of them are better than me.
Damn.
Which is like the worst ego boost. I was like, well, now I'm sad. Like, like, that didn't help.
It's like, thanks. I guess I'm not a big heap of garbage, but.
Yeah, I was like, well, I guess if your plan was to make me feel good about myself, but also simultaneously so sad about your life, like, you did it.
That's a slam dunk. That is beautifully.
Let me shake your hand.
It's the most passive way to hand you guilt as you go and live a better life.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I guess if you ever want to come to this city and like get brunch, I don't know what to say. So they never speak to me again. None of them ever speaks to me again. I text them to check up on them because I feel like I should. Nothing. But there is a new app that we've all been using a lot that is the great equalizer in terms of finding out juicy gossip that you didn't mean to, which is Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know if you've ever seen proof that familiar. People broke up on Venmo, but it is good. It is everything. So I notice on Venmo that they're all still hanging out and they're all still hanging out with Mark.
It's never gonna end. What is this cycle? Let's go to Southern Connecticut and find out. I want to.
Honestly, there are really a lot of things to do in Southern Connecticut. There are not. There's no reason to go. Like, don't do it. I'm from Bridgeport, which is on Family Guy. They once made a joke that Bridgeport is the world's largest exporter of coal and broken glass. That's where I'm from.
Literally and figuratively. Both. You know what, Patricia? Thank you so much for sharing this story with me. I love everything about it. And I'm glad you're the person that gets to be scot-free of this wicked wild tale.
Yeah. Thank God.
And also, so you are a comedian. So tell people where they can find you as well. So.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @fruitonbottom, like the yogurt.
Perfect.
Just take out the.
@fruitonbottom. There we go.
Yeah, that's where you can find me everywhere.
Well, thank you so much, Patricia, for your time.
Have a
wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Wow.
That was a great story. You have any last thoughts?
I mean, I gotta call a spade on this one. Mark won.
Oh, Mark won, but no one, I feel, yeah, it's, wow, it's...
No, I think there's a winner. I think it's Mark.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're going to have to live with that. Well, no.
Guys don't always win.
I think Patricia is the winner because she got to enjoy this tale and not be involved in it.
Patricia won, yes. But also, Mark just has like 6 girlfriends now.
Yeah, I think that's just...
Because we only know about the girls who worked at that one place.
He's probably swinging around town.
Oh, you don't think he's got 3 more at the Wendy's? or wherever.
There's a whole mall.
That's what I'm saying.
Multiple stores. Like, it's like from Cinnabon to Target. Like, what? Like, there's options galore. And I'm sure he's...
I've never been so upset and impressed with a guy.
But you know what? That was our juicy-ass, wonderful day, and I'm so glad to have you
on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, David. You know I love you with my whole heart, and it's always good to see you.
I love you.
That's the one and only David Borey. Follow him on Instagram @coolguyjokes87. For all things David, visit www.officialdavidborey.com. That's GBORIE. The G is silent. And check out his podcast, All Fantasy Everything. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review an Apple podcast and give us all those beautiful stars. The Juice is produced by Nick Liao, Jen Samples, and Lisa Berm. Executive producers are Jeff Ross, Adam Sachs, and Joanna Solotaroff. Music by Eduardo Perez and mixing by Will Beckton. Booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.